Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. trees under falling snow. You get a bit closer when the winter's cold. Now I can't wait till you're by my side. All the best gifts you just can't buy. Wherever you go, you light up the room. I hope that you'll make it back home soon. Cause it won't feel like Christmas without you. I wish we were kissing under mistletoe. The stars in the sky just can't match your glow. Now I can't wait till you're by my side.
Thank you. dropping in the snow. Kids are crying, dogs are barking, catching up with folks who barely know. Sure, it's madness, but it's magic. As soon as you hang up the boots, it goes. Cause you're the reason for the season. We don't need to keep up with the Joneses. Our love is something priceless. I need some of those sparks to say. Cause you can't buy this feeling. Nothing like my spark for a young baby like you do.
Just want a cozy little Christmas here with you. So Mr. Santa, take the day off, get a massage, cause we got this one all under control. A little whiskey, we're getting frisky. Ooh, so dancing tonight, being cold. No, we ain't stressing, just caressing. Warming up a popsicle cold. Nothing missing, cause you're a blessing. Yeah, you're the only one I'm wishing for.
Cozy little Christmas here with you.
I don't need anything. Take back all the Cartier and the Tiffany's and the Chanel. Well, can I keep that Chanel?
Cozy little Christmas here with you. Just you and me under a tree. A cozy little Christmas here with you.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed the Christmas songs. All right. Let's get into the message. All right. Okay, it's called Loving Friends. Loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, no foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit or worth of others. Foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must constantly tap into the love and peace, love and grace of our Heavenly Father, so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May we receive the love of our Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love people. See, good friends are one of God's greatest gifts. Not one of us is meant to go through life alone and without help. God longs to use you as his hands and feet to those that you place in your midst. He longs to make you a friend as he is a friend to us, in order to bless others and extend the reach of his kingdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 to 3, tells of a powerful friendship of David and Jonathan. Scripture says, as soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan was an incredible example of God's heart for his friendship. Jonathan was the rightful heir to the throne of Israel. Behind Saul's pursuit of killing David was his desire to make Jonathan king. But instead of seeking earthly success, Jonathan humbled himself before David and served him, therefore serving his heavenly father as well. Jonathan's close friendship over worldly power. As a result, David became Israel's greatest king and ushered in the lineage of Christ. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, it says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. God longs to transform you into a friend who loves others unconditionally. It is in hard times that we most need our friends. Yet in hard times, many friends abandon us for relationships that require less of them. The heart of God is to stick with us through trials, sin, and bad decisions. He never leaves us or forsakes us, and He longs to make us like Him. He longs to make us friends that will love through every season of life. He longs to empower us to love, serve, honor, and bless those He has intentionally given us. God is calling you to love your friends at all times. He's calling you to lifestyle of service and grace. What a friend of yours needs your help right now, who can choose to serve over yourself? What friend is God calling you to love with the love He has shown you today? In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, love bears all things, believe all things, hopes all things, endure all things. May you exhibit the heart of your Heavenly Father to your friends by loving them as He has loved you. Meditate on God's desire for you to pursue godly friendship. Allow Scripture to stir up your desire to love friends well today. How can you be a better friend today? In what ways can you love those God has given you as friends? Ask the Holy Spirit to show you ways you can better love those around you today. Ask God to empower you to be a friend who loves unconditionally. Ask Him to make you like Himself. Spend time resting in the presence and allowing His love to fill you and empower you. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, so we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So living sacrificially without the burden of entitlement and self-satisfaction is absolutely the most peaceful and joyful way to live. He deserves nothing from others. Christ, Lord of all, who deserves everything, sacrificed His life to the point of death for the very people who shouted, crucify Him. If you pursued love over what was owed Him, you are called to do the same. Choose to follow the example of Jesus and love others around you well today. If you do, you will discover a wellspring of abundant life directly connected to the heart of your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you read 1 Samuel chapter 20. That bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, this now brings us to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, okay, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down, or here, which way to go? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer to me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in and tell us that you said this prayer by calling area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key to let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Oh, well, let's play some more music. Okay.
Build yourself a boat, babe. Make yourself a sail. Float into the ocean. Nowhere. Yeah, I see you looking for a sign, praying for a beacon. So here's the light. My arms will be wide open for the moment you. Set sail on your journey, and happiness is far away. Love will guide you till the morning. Lead your heart down to the bay. Don't resist the rain and storm. I'll never leave you lost at sea. I will be your lighthouse keeper. Bring you safely home to me. I will. Thank you.
anything you want. She is Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm about. I'm just saying.
Santa gonna be leaving at 5 a.m. Baby, I can pull up. It don't matter what time it is.
Yeah, I know it's Christmas Eve, but girl, you're all I need. I'll be there in 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yeah, anything if I can get to you.
Callers, let's take some callers. 111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor Ken and Tony Farrar. This is Mike Hunt, personal trainer.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I saw that Tony Gaga was in the chat room, and I wanted to give him a big shout-out. I know it looks like he left now, but if he's still listening, hello, Uncle Tony. I'd also like to give a shout out to Ashley and Cobra Jeff and internet friend, and Tommy Monahan. And I also want to talk about somebody else in the chat room, Douglas Sidney Kosoff. Here's a little message for you. Doug's not drunk, he's just drinking. In his pants, there is a stinking. He's so dumb, he's never thinking. Doug didn't vote for Trump or Biden. This time of year on Santa's lap is where you'll find him, thrusting up and down and really grinding. Santa thinks he's a little boy, but Doug is a midget, a drunk little asshole who hasn't jumped off a bridge yet. This has been a Douglas Sidney Kosoff update. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mike. God bless. Okay, let's take another caller. Okay, 111.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Rico?
This is not Rico, this is Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Hello?
Hello.
Why don't you play my music on the air? Why don't you play Rico songs? They're nice, they're good. Like a Christian song, you know?
Well, I would if you send me your MP3.
But you say you're not going to play my song on the air.
Well, because I don't have your MP3.
Well,
I can't play your songs
if
I don't have them.
Well, no, because you say you don't like when I say a certain word, but I do not know what word you're talking about.
Well, you can't use words like dick suck, okay, things like that.
Why you saying a word like dick suck on the air? This is supposed to be a godly show. What you do this for?
Well, you ask me what words you can't say.
I'm going to call into a Kent show because this is not godly show. You say dick suck. I not say dick suck, but you say it's not good. I got to go.
Okay, bye, Gabon. Okay. Okay, let's go with 585.
Hey Ken, how you doing tonight? It's Cobra Jeff.
Hey Cobra Jeff, I saw the message. You got fired. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
what happened?
Got fired. During I just got a second part-time job for the holiday season, trying to get some extra money for Christmas. You know, give my kids a good Christmas. And there's a ranch that I live near. It's a horse ranch that I've been a stable boy. You know, kind of helping out, cleaning up all the horses, you know, just doing whatever. I'm their bitch. I hate to say it, Kenny. They make me do anything, but money's money and whatever I can do. So I've been there for probably about 3 weeks now, and I was cleaning up all the horses today. I had to clean up their droppings, unfortunately, and I didn't realize I got it all over my arm, all over my gloves. Well, I've kind of grown pretty fond to my boss's wife in the past couple of weeks. We've become pretty good friends. So I go in the office and she goes to give me a hug and I give her a great big hug. Well, lo and behold, I got horse shit all over her. I mean, all over her hair, all over her blouse. It was everywhere. And my boss came in, started screaming at me, and he canned me. He said, "Get the hell out of here." You know, and I explained, you know, hey, I was just doing my job. It was an accident. But, you know, he didn't care, and he fired me. I'm pretty upset over it.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
How do you cope with that type of discussion?
As far as that goes, you know, I mean, and that accidents do happen, you know.
Oh, absolutely, accidents happen. You know, I'm a hard worker. I mean, every job I've had, you know, recently I've been in the Boston area, and that's kind of what I've been doing, trying to help out. And, you know, I got fired from a security gig a couple weeks ago because, unfortunately, Tony Gaga, it was someplace that Tony Gaga worked, And his old bosses didn't like him, and I became friends with him, and Tony got in a confrontation with him. So luckily, I haven't been able to keep a job lately, and I'm pretty upset over it. I don't know if it's something I'm doing wrong or you know, if it's just fate, you know?
Yeah, it's not good this time of the year to go without work.
Yeah. No, absolutely not, you know, especially over, you know, I understand, you know, I mean, I felt bad because this, she's a high-class broad. She really was. She was very gorgeous, and it was smeared all over her. I mean, she smelled like crap for the whole day. It was ridiculous, but, you know, it's just a shame. I mean, it really is. I actually enjoyed working there. I got to, you know, I got to love all the animals, love the horses, became really close with them, and, you know, they took it away from me. Just needed some godly reminders that, you know, life will go on and it's not the end of the world. You know, I got to keep my head up.
Yeah.
So, but
I'll pray for you.
I wanted to talk to you.
Something happens your way.
Well, Kenny, if you don't mind, just put me back on mute. I'll listen to the rest of the show. If anybody else chimes in that can help me out with my problem. I'm also looking for work. Any callers out there have any odd jobs? You know, I'd be happy to help them off. I'm good with anything. I'm good with animals, pumping off some horses, whatever needs to be done. I can do anything. So if any of your callers can help me out, just let me know.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Kenny.
God bless. Alrighty,
111. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I would like to know why you are using my name, Alex Staples.
Yeah, okay. Okay. 111.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Johnny Longfeather. I have a job offer for Cobra Jeff.
You do?
I want Cobra Jeff to come work at my casino. And he can give me hand jobs. And I'll pay him $500 per hour.
Okay.
Is he still on?
Yeah, I'll bring him on for you. Cobra Jeff.
Hello? Cobra Jeff? Are you there, Cobra Jeff?
Did you scare Cobra Jeff away? He must have gone away from the phone.
Rude. Anyway, I have a question for you, Ken.
What's that, Johnny?
Would you leave the disgusting gender bender, gender queer Sylvia, and come give me blowjob in my casino?
No.
Rude.
Rude. Okay, 111.
Okay. This is the real Alex Staples. Okay? Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well. Okay. Well. Let's go with the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today, go and find a time to collect all of the bride, every part, every man, woman, and child. Why I've been asking, where can I find a saver? My beloved children, there are family members missing from our table. You know them. Your hands have been brushed against the backs of my maligned and bruised and broken. Turn your hand toward her and grasp it as I have grasped yours. There is neither rich nor poor at my table. There is no placard that would define you as such. Turn over those cards as I overturn the money changers' tables in the synagogues. Announce this date to the heavenless. And it's time to set the table. Overturn the placard in the heart of those who argue it's too late. It doesn't matter. There are family members missing on the streets of Gibraltar. I hear her cry, my beloved weeping for her saber. Lost sons and daughters looking in the rain puddles at the reflection instead of the one who would hold them, love them, and invite them into the deep oceans of my presence. Will you be my hands to touch their face and tilt it upward to my gaze? It is there where the wealth of the wicked has been stored. In so doing, the scales of the injustice will be tilted. I am here now, beloved, to take it back. I am inviting you to join me. Open the door of your heart and let the least of those family members come into the wedding feast. They have not yet received your invitation, and your invitation is directly linked to an inheritance like none other. You have noticed them, and in so doing, you have not captured my heart. Beloved, my love is awakened. Amen. Only those who need the word know what this means to them. So here we go. This show is not taped, and it's not from 2018, Term McGillicuddy. You don't know what you're talking about. Goodbye. Yeah, I know it's a great job, Tony Talk. You have dead air all the time, so you should talk. Okay? Anyway. Well, anyway, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. God bless you. Anyway, goodbye. Okay, God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're getting off the air?
Yeah.
Really? Big Mouth Tony Gaga wants to call in, and you're getting off the air.
Tony Gaga doesn't want to call in.
He keeps telling you, just pick up his call, find out where he's calling from.
That's Mike Hunt saying pick up
no,
Tony.
No, it's Tony Talk. Tony Talk just said he was going to call in.
Okay, well, either...
Well, if he didn't call in, then go ahead and end your show. I just thought he had called in, since he's always screeching that, you know... You don't pick up calls, and you don't pick up calls. And now I'm in here, and nobody's even calling in. So what calls do they want you to pick up?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't even have any callers.
No.
Oh, there's a lot of 111s, but none of them are up for to be brought on. I'm looking at the board.
Yep.
Let's see, go up.
There's one right here. Let me see that one.
That's just 28 seconds.
Semen.
See? And it's nothing.
another one. Hello?
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Pulventura.
How you doing, Dr. Peter?
I'm doing great this evening. It's a good evening, and I wanted to call. I just got on right now. How has your how has your evening been going, Dr. Fishman?
It's going well.
Have you read scripture and played music or taken callers?
I've done just a little bit of everything there.
Very good, very well. I wanted to let you know, have you heard from our friends, that African-American man named Jason that would call into your show?
No, I haven't heard from him in a long time.
I fear that he's been incarcerated.
He might have.
Yes, Dr. Fishman. Now, what about the our good friends from the what was the that organization that used to call all the time? You had several callers that used to call every now and then. What were their names? I'm sorry.
Are you talking about Pastor Kent?
Yes, that was one of them. How's he doing? I guess you guys are good friends.
He's doing all right as far as I know.
Okay, what about, I believe there was other callers that would call your show, Dr. John Longfeather. Would he, how's he doing?
As far as I know, he's doing okay.
Very well. What about Dr. Jessica White?
I haven't heard from him in a while, so I don't know.
Any other callers?
Okay.
Are there any other callers? We'll get one more caller here from 411. Let's see if it's Tony Talk. There's no more 111s, okay, so I guess Tony Talk is not calling in. Wait a minute, we got a 111 just called in.
Hello, this is Doug. Hello, how are you?
Are you drunk again, Doug?
I drank a whole handle of vodka. J-Bo, is this J-Bo? Is this Bo-J? Hello?
Hello?
I banged my daughters. Hello?
That's not healthy.
Yeah, and that's a bad Doug impersonation. Got any other callers?
No.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Well,
I guess then you should end your show.
Yep.
They want you to take callers. You don't have any.
Dr. Fishman, before you end your show, I wanted to say I got an email from the real Doug, and I don't like the email that he sent me, and I believe it's the real Doug, and I consider this defamation of character on his part. He is spreading rumors about you. saying that you were married to a lady named Rosemary. That was your wife, and that you left her and left her broke and abandoned her and some of your kids. And I don't take too kindly to Doug for doing this. And if he sent it to me, I don't know who else he's spreading these lies to about you being married to a Rosemary.
I was married to a Rosemary, but I didn't leave her destitute.
Oh.
And the kids are grown.
Okay. No, I think very highly of you, Dr. Fishman. Why would Doug do this?
I don't know.
And I was not the only one included in this email. There were several people, not just myself. There were several people.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Well, very well. So how I guess the separation was amicable, was it?
Yes.
Very well. And the kids are grown, then okay, yeah. He was mentioning all kinds of awful things, and I don't appreciate that coming from him. That very, very unfortunate thing. But because I know you do good work, Dr. Fishman. I can attest to that. I've listened to your show when you help people when there's not shenanigans going on, and at the end of the day, people are being helped, and that's important. But for Doug to do this, so now the Dr. Kent, myself, and then Pastor Wanda, we are very, we do the Lord's work.
Yes, amen.
Yes, and another thing that on the bottom of the email, he mentioned an Alex Staples, and he said he would be a Dr. Alex Staples that would be calling into your show today. He also said that Dr. Alex Staples, that he is a very well-known homosexual prostitute that fornicates with underage children. And that you're an acquaintance of his. Now, what the email said is, I guess, that the gentleman was going to call in and on a restricted line. Either way, I don't, and Doug was going to call in on a restricted line as well. That's what the email says. And this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I don't approve this message of defamating your character. But if there is a 111, and if it is Doug, I'd like to have a word with him on your show. So if he calls in 814 or 111, actually he said he's going to call from 111, would you please take his phone call? Because I want to defend yourself and myself. And there's a lot of things that he mentioned about me, for example, that, you know, I don't mind when I share my story, but he doesn't need to be sharing my story of what I've done in my past. So he's defying me too. Do you have a 111 there, Dr. Fishman?
No. I already took all those.
Yeah, play some music.
Yeah.
Your song, your show.
Okay, well, I'm gonna play some music, okay, and end my show. All righty.
Well, Dr. Fishman.
Okay, here we go. I'll play a song here.
Just put your hands all over me.
Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.